I think we've beaten this horse.
No.
We're beating this horse too far.
No, we are. We're coming on the air wrong with what we're doing. Wednesday, October 21st, 2020, 18 minutes past the hour. And we're on the air here, Glenn Coble and myself. And the discussion is at this particular point where we ended last hour. And get in on the discussion if you like.
It went all the way through the potty break.
For the most part, aside from the phone call we took, 740-383-9944 is just simply, I think there's a confusion going on here in a conversation that started last week on the air here on this station. And it was about the presidential election, and it was my assertion at the time that this election is coming down to people who either like Donald Trump or hate Donald Trump. And Glenn's got something wrong with his earpiece.
Yeah, and, I'm sorry.
And I think Biden is irrelevant. But here's where – this is not what I'm saying. And I think this is where Dr. Feinman last week made the wrong assumption. And I think during the break there, we were having a miscommunication for the same reason. I'm not saying Biden can't be a great president. I'm not saying that Biden hasn't done good things. I'm not saying that Biden is horrible.
You said he was irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Exactly.
Which I don't think
I believe he's in this election, absolutely irrelevant. The way people are marking their ballots, they're marking it. There is not a single person who's voting for Biden who, if the Democratic candidate was awful, would vote for Donald Trump.
Oh, I think there are some.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. It ain't a large margin.
No, I don't think it's very large, but I think there are.
And if this wasn't about Trump, there would be a large margin, because that's what the independent voters are all about. They're swing voters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The independent voters are, yeah, it's totally against Trump. It
right.
has nothing to do
and
with
it. And it's become complete. They've become irrelevant for the first time. They are always the most relevant in any election. And in this,
you think the independent voters are ill?
In this particular election, they are not talked about as much. They are not being analyzed as much because, as I say, they're saying that 90% of the people have already made up their mind. It's much more than it normally is. 10% isn't going to swing this election.
But you don't think that I think I read somewhere that the independent voter is about 20% now. And
well, that means 10% of them have made up their mind.
Yeah, but I mean that they're still relevant. They aren't still relevant if they've already voted, but
apparently they have.
Well, we don't know how many.
I'm saying, this thing though, I think people take it personally who are Biden supporters, but it's much more, I think people led people to be Biden supporters because of their dislike for Donald Trump.
Well, back in September of 2018, I thought the best duo for the Democratic Party was Biden and Harris. And it's
right,
so, I've been with them long before I right. got to hate
but
Trump.
Under any circumstance, would you have voted for Donald Trump?
At that point?
Now,
no.
There you go.
He's proven the point.
So that is my point. It's not that Biden and Harris aren't the best choice. It's not that Biden and Harris aren't the best Democratic choice. It's not that we don't know until they become.
But it's always relevant who the opponent is. Always.
I don't think
because
this time it is.
If it were Jeffrey Dahmer, that would not be good.
Nobody would get past a primary in
that
particular.
Well, I understand that, but there are people.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, very funny here. Hi, Glenn. Is this Glenn?
No, Glenn's here.
He's here.
I heard him in the background. This is the guy that called in about the station being 99% and 44% and 100% pure.
I can't hear him very well.
What is it? Say that again, caller.
I told Glenn that the call letters, the call numbers in your phone were 99%, 44%.
Oh, yeah.
That was Ivory Soap's.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, there's a car on its top out here on the corner of Mount Vernon Avenue and Vernon Heights Boulevard. I don't know how the car got on its top.
It's not normal. are there people that are... all the people gotten out?
The police are there, and I didn't stop because I didn't want to hold up traffic.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't see the other car, and I'm just a little car, a small car, like a small SUV.
Have you seen an ambulance?
No, there wasn't an ambulance there.
Okay, let's hope nobody's hurt.
Yeah, you know, but I can't understand how this car got on his top.
Yeah, that is strange.
Maybe hit that curb right there is a little high on one side. Maybe they hit the curb and flipped it.
I can't imagine anybody driving at any speed, you know, that would have caused it to flip.
Well, I live one block from there, and I have a guy that goes down my street every night at least 60 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are those guys, you know. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I just thought I'd give you a call and then tell you about it. So
that's good.
Thank you.
We'll follow up on that. I'll have my wife go out and check it out.
Yeah, I'll have her check on it.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Isn't that interesting?
I can see that corner almost from my house if they'd cut down the trees. That's kind of scary. I'll have my wife run over and look at it.
Yeah, hopefully it's nothing terrible.
Yeah. My wife probably won't run over and look at it because she's afraid to go out of the house. She's become, what is it, acrophobic or something like that?
Agoraphobic.
Now that COVID is out and about.
Unfortunately. 740-383-9944. Again, that's 740-383-9944. If you got anything you want to talk about today, don't forget the big candidates night tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m. on this station, 7:10 to 9 p.m.
Interesting. That gentleman introduced himself to us as the guy that pointed out the 99.44%. That soap thing.
Well, you know what else 99.44 is?
What?
WWGH.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I understood that.
Yeah. But we never say that, though.
I do.
You do?
Yeah. Sometimes I say it both ways. If you look on the phone, it is WWGH or 99.44.
That it is, certainly. But do people have the numbers on their phones anymore?
I don't know. Let's see if my phone does it. I don't think my phone does that. Anyway, I'm sorry. I need to turn the sound off. But if I go to my
good.
If I go to my phone, it does have those numbers on there or letters.
Well, you know what? Also, I wish when it comes to this whole thing is I wish people didn't take politics so seriously. That also is you know, if I don't like a movie and you don't like a movie, that's okay. But boy, politics are very personal to people.
Yeah,
people.
I'm looking forward to it being over because I don't like it.
Never over.
I don't like it ruling my life like it has for the last year. And it was my fault. I was the dummy that decided. Oh, I almost said a bad word. I was the dummy that got into running for office, and I'm sorry I did. No, I'm not sorry I did. I'm glad I did because I was able to get out there and tell people what I thought. But I'm looking forward to being able to. I'm starting to relax a little bit already because I have not gotten so totally involved in running for office. So glad I'm not.
Well, it'll just be fascinating, I think, between the election and January 20th, because if Trump wins, it's going to be his continuation of handling the coronavirus. It's going to be his continuation of the Supreme Court. It's going to be his continuation of a lot of things, which will be interesting, and getting ready for a second term, and cabinet members change during that time. And if Biden wins, it's going to be the transition of power and him appointing cabinet members and that sort of thing. So it's going to be an interesting time period between November and January.
I have a countdown thing on my phone, and I've been counting down, obviously, to the vote. Now, my countdown goes right up to midnight the night before, so I'm like one day off of what they're saying on national TV. It's 12 hours and 12 days, 12 hours and 32 minutes until the election day. But I also have on there some pretty cool things, like it's 90 days until Inauguration Day, and it's 74 days till Congress and the senators leave office before the Inauguration Day. They leave office this year on the 4th of January. So it's also 322 days till the Popcorn Festival. I have all sorts of trivia.
There's one.
If there's one, I know. Yes.
You don't know how long this thing
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was listening to one of the talking head doctors yesterday, and he said he believed that there would be a virus or a vaccine ready by mid-year for the general public, and he thought that would be the beginning of us not worrying so much about this.
Yeah, but will people take it?
Well, I will.
A lot of people, I don't know how that's going to work. I will see how that works.
Yeah, that's kind of, I mean, if it goes through and you find out it's safe and it's helpful, why not? I know there are people that don't like to take shots, and I'm never quite sure whether it's they don't like to take the shot because it stings a little, or they don't like to take the shot because they're religiously opposed to shots, or they don't like to take the shot because they think it'll make them sick. I'm never quite sure.
A lot of that.
Yeah, all three of those.
All three of those.
Yeah.
And then there's some people who just don't want to do it.
Yeah, but there's got to be a reason.
Well, I think some people just like the flu shot.
I think they're
afraid. Haven't gotten the flu and don't feel the need.
We're such a brave populace that we're afraid of a little pin stick.
Well, I'm sure people have phobias of needles, sure.
Yeah. I never did understand that. I got 15 shots in about 5 minutes when I was in basic training, and my arm was bleeding by the end of it, but it didn't scare me.
Well, it's some people are scared of heights, some are not.
Oh, I'm terrified of heights.
Well,
yeah.
Sissy. There you go. We're going to break.
Yep.
Back in 60 seconds.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black lab.
No, golden retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio, Wednesday, October 21st, 2020, 31 minutes past the hour. Don't forget the local candidates night 2020, tomorrow night, October 22nd, Thursday, 7:10 till 9 p.m. Right here on WWGH Radio. And you can submit your questions by calling 740-383-9944 starting at 7 p.m. The Marion Star editor, Ben Lanka, will be here asking questions. I will moderate. The event is supported by Belly Buster's Pizza, organized by Terry Tackett. Candidates for county commissioner, county clerk, and sheriff will all be here. There you go.
You said before while we were on break that we were going to talk about some of the local candidates, and I admitted to you that I don't know much about the local candidates, and I'm going to amend that. I've heard a lot about a lot of local candidates. I don't know what the truth is.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting, but I think the Democrats have an uphill road.
Oh, absolutely.
Because more people turn out in a presidential year, and Marion County has went Republican even when the presidential candidate, when the Democrat won. Marion County went for Mitt Romney. Marion County went for Trump. Mm-hmm. So that has caused a down-ticket vote in presidential years that puts the Republicans in office.
I was thinking about this last night when I was thinking about this show and the one I'm going to do after this. Wouldn't it have been better for me to have been running right now? And I think it would, because I think there is – I don't think Ohio's going to be swept away by a blue wave. I really don't. I think it's going to stay red. But I think there's more opportunity for – the blue wave to sweep a few of the Democratic candidates in if they've done a good job of presenting themselves. And if the opponent, like my opponent in the last one, she's taken a lot of money from Larry Householder, and that, you know, that might have helped me. If, of course, nobody would print that, but
I don't know. In the big races, not local. I'm not going to make any predictions locally because you shouldn't. But statewide, I think Jim Jordan will win.
Yeah, I do.
I think Portman will win.
Hmm. I'm not sure about that. But that's not till 22.
Right.
Yeah. What do you think of this saying that all politics is local? I think it might be local to local, but I don't think it's local when it gets to the...
Now, what does that mean?
That's the question. What does it mean?
I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, I hear it all the time.
Who's saying it?
Talking heads. They say all politics is local. And I think that means...
Oh, I don't think so.
That if your neighborhood is all voting Trump, you probably are more likely to vote Trump. And you know what? That's kind of interesting to watch the signs this year. There's almost a battling signs thing going on. And I hate to say it, there are an awful lot of Biden signs that have been defaced, and I've heard people saying that there are Trump signs being defaced, but I've seen the Biden signs that have been defaced. There are a couple out there on Barks Road that have big ones that have been spray painted red, and one of them had looked like a nine iron driven through it.
Well, see, and again, that is another example. I know of a building here in Marion. You wouldn't see it, but people got on the roof and spray painted.
What did they spray?
It wasn't anything. It wasn't derogatory. It was political. It was a vote for Trump or Trump rocks or something like that.
They spray painted where?
On the roof of the building. They climbed up on
so
the roof.
So only people with airplanes could
guess.
See it?
I guess.
Okay.
But the point is, again, I've never seen this.
Yeah.
And the prosecutor in town said in the article, they've never seen this.
It is kind of aggressive. The signs on both sides. I must admit, I've walked by signs that I thought, well, there's a gentleman on my walk that has a sign up that says, come and take it away. And it's a picture of an M16 or something, one of those assault weapons. And that's one I'd like to set on fire. But most of them, I don't think it's my business.
There is something driving that. And it's not a presidential election.
No, what is that?
That's why I think it's the point I've been making all along. It's the funny thing.
Well, you are next to godliness.
Well, the funny thing. Well, you know, I do drink a lot of wine. The thing about it all is that toss a softball. That's what you get. Now, here's the thing of it all: is the truth of the matter is that. I don't think that there has ever been, ever in the political realm, has ever been a figure like Donald J. Trump.
No, I don't think
that there has, people who love him or hate him know everything about him. They know his picadillos. They know his great points. They know his story. They know his... the color of his cap.
Except that they don't know his tax returns.
Right, but I mean, see, they know this man. They know him.
They think they know him. I don't think anybody knows.
Well, I think the people who dislike him.
Well, I don't think anybody really knows this man.
But I can walk up to anybody and I can say, nobody doesn't know who this man is.
Oh yeah, they know. That he's the president of the United
and they
States,
have a
and
feeling.
They have an opinion.
And they have a feeling. And that's not, you know, I've never seen that before. I've never seen anything like that with any political figure in modern times.
I go back way farther than you, and I can't remember anybody.
I don't know anybody who politically who would have crawled up on the roof to put a political candidate's name.
Especially pointing up to the sky.
I don't know anybody. Flags. Have you ever seen political flags that were flying in the back of trucks? Never.
Have a flag in my front yard now.
Right, right. But that was in response.
It was in response. Yeah.
I've never seen this. I've seen parades, marches, rallies. I've never seen
boat
that.
Sinkings.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I've never seen that for a political candidate.
Well,
and that's why I the day after the election.
I'm looking forward to getting it over with. I'm a little afraid of what you were implying right there. The day after what might happen. Either way.
No, I don't think, either way, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know about either way, though. I really would wonder one way, though.
Are you going to tell us which way?
Well, let me say this. Again.
I've had a good time today.
This goes back to the original point, and it is that because I believe to the voter, Biden is irrelevant. If he should lose, I don't think people are going to be crying like they were at the Javits Center when Hillary lost. I think there's a real possibility in people's mind that Trump can win because he did before. In 2016, I don't think anybody thought it. And so there's that. And also, she had a cachet of being the first woman president. Mm-hmm. Plus, we'd known her for a long time.
Yeah.
So, that if Biden loses, I don't think you're going to have that. If Trump loses, Trump has never lost. And if anything, the people who support him have become more fervent in the last 4 years.
And more aggressive.
And get ready.
Yeah. Well, I think the other side will, if Trump wins, the only reason why I would worry about it from the Biden side, if Trump would win, I don't think any Biden supporter will believe that it wasn't a Russian plot.
But see, I
think that'll cause fighting in the street.
But see, I would think here's going to be the difference, though. If Biden loses, I think Biden will give a concession speech and go away.
I hope so. Yeah,
I think that's what'll happen.
And I'm going to Canada.
But I think that people might do what they did when Hillary. I mean, we forget, but there were protests in all kinds of major cities in the United States when Hillary lost. So, but it wasn't Hillary. She had did her concession speech and she went away. And I think that's what will happen with Biden. Because again, those people who they weren't driven by Hillary Clinton. They were driven by the dislike of Donald Trump. That's the amazing thing that I keep saying. And again, it's certainly not that Hillary would have been a bad president. And that's not what I'm saying about Joe Biden either. I'm just saying there have been protests and marches and hats and flags and people standing on street corners on days off work and convoys that have driven through counties in Marion, Ohio, and signs being defaced and things painted on rooftops. Never in political life for a president have I ever seen anything like that.
Yeah, but you're only a 30-something. So.
You have? I don't remember people painting Roosevelt's roof name on anybody.
I can't honestly say. How stupid is... Well, I shouldn't say stupid, but how strange is it that somebody would paint a sign on a roof?
Well, that's what I say, and that's the thing that I think Democrats never quite get right about Donald Trump, is I think they don't get... They dismiss the people who like him, and I think they never fully understand that these people are fans. They're not just voters. They're fans.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of Democrats are starting to get that, but I think they're very slow to the party to understand.
And I think they've also been very slow to the party to say that he is not bright, and that's not the word that they use. And, every president has their picadillos when it comes to being smart about certain things and not smart about others, clearly. But Trump's doing a smart thing right now, and I can see it coming a mile away. The lead story today is he's going to release this 60 Minutes video that he and Leslie Stahl did because Leslie didn't wear a mask, and he's going to show how crooked the media is. And that's what. Well, why do you think he's doing that? Big debate tomorrow night. Well, let's get everybody over here talking about this Leslie Stahl thing. Let's get them over here. Look at the monkey over here. Don't look over there.
I think one of the things that his organization is doing is underestimating the Democratic side has started to figure all that out. I really believe that.
But the media hasn't.
Oh, I think they have to.
What's in the front of the paper today?
Well, I know,
USA
but
today?
There are media outlets now that won't run his speeches anymore because they've figured out that they're just...
But in 2016, there weren't.
No, I'm not saying 16. I'm saying now.
Right, but I'm saying it took a long time.
Yeah,
and that was Trump's doing. He didn't have a lot of money involved in the beginning.
I don't think that's necessarily intelligent. It's smart. It's good savvy for media and public relations. Nobody's ever said he wasn't savvy to that. Smart is a different thing. To me,
well, I don't think having relations with an intern under your desk in the Oval Office is smart. I don't think that I don't think denying a cover up and trying to wire money to cover it up. Something happened at the Watergate Hotel is very smart. I don't think that they always act their best, but
no.
I think that they are smart in certain areas.
I'm just talking about. And I don't believe in IQ. I've seen my IQ test, and I don't believe it. But I don't believe that if you could test the IQ of certain people, they would be considered smart. That's all I'm saying about smart. Smart is something that I think a psychologist
Break.
Could
we'll
test.
Be back in 1 minute.
Okay.
Charlie, do you know because of you, more Marian residents know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC, in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio for the home stretch. 15 minutes left in the program
minutes today,
October 21st. Don't forget, Glenn and Dr. Feynman,
12:15 to 1.
And offbeat news and trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon, 6 to 7. And the big candidates night, local candidates, tomorrow, right before the big presidential debate, 7 to 9 on this station. Now, you have custody of Dr. Feynman this week?
I do.
So says Terry Tackett.
I do. And you know what? I went back, you know, last week I said Nate Redmond didn't look like he sounds.
Yeah.
And I went back and looked at, yeah, he looks like he sounds.
I don't even know what that means. But I do know that you and Dr. Feynman are going to talk about the Senate today.
We're going to talk about the Senate races, yeah. There are 11 races that he predicts are in the air. And six of them, I believe, he thinks the Democrats have a chance to win. And five of them, not so much.
Not in Ohio.
No, Portman's not involved.
Right.
No.
740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, 740-383-9944.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You should hear what I said to Mr. Portman over the telephone the other day.
The recording?
Yeah. You know, I hate that. You always shunted off to a recording. If you try to, and I mean all politicians, if you try to send them a letter, you're almost certain that they'll never see it. And then occasionally you'll see, you know, like that thing with Sousa, where a young boy wrote a letter to the president, President Obama, and President Obama got to read it, and he invited the young boy to talk to him in the White House, which was kind of strange, but interesting. But you know, he's not Obama. I think asked his aides to pull out the 10 best letters so he could read them daily, and that would make a difference. Right now, I don't think any politicians look at any of that crap. I think they have an underling say check marks. This person's against it. This person's for it. This person's against it. That type of thing.
I hope people just vote.
I do too.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't really care who they vote for because
I don't really.
That's the idea.
Yeah. If you get out and you have good reasons, go and vote either side.
I just wish people were better educated on the local candidates. And it's tough.
It's hard.
It's tough because there's not a lot written and there's not a lot discussed about them.
Especially with the loss of, we still have the star, but it's not very robust. Let's put it that way.
So, you know, we'll do tomorrow night.
Yep. We're the only one show in town.
And I would bet, I mean, I still think they're projecting that more people will vote in person. It's not as big as it normally is, but I read the, I think it's 60-40 still toward people vote. So they're, you know, it could swing an election.
Yeah, it's really simple to take your vote over to the Dropbox. We did it. My wife and I did it. I looked all around. I couldn't see where the camera was that was watching us. There is one.
You're on camera. Don't worry about it. You are on the camera.
I tried to look smart.
Did you? And you dropped it in there.
Yeah.
And there is no doubt. Now, do you vote straight ticket?
Not usually. This time I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Now, any particular reason this time?
I think that the Republicans are, all Republicans are allowing this president to be.
Even local?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's interesting because I don't know.
They don't say anything against it.
Right, but you know, that's why we have a down ticket. See, this is why I think we have a down ticket vote.
Yeah.
That we didn't used to have locally. You know, people, we didn't. I mean, if you go back to 2012, Mitt Romney won Marion, but not all Democrats lost.
Yeah. Oh, no, I understand that.
But in 2016, when Trump won Marion, one Democrat won.
You're not old enough to know this, but when I was young, when I voted the first time, you could walk into that drapery-covered voting booth and pull a lever that said Democrat or pull a lever that said Republican, and all of them got your vote. Now there were some people I didn't give a vote to this time that were...
Not who it was, but why would you not give a vote to somebody?
I had heard and read things that disappointed me. That's all.
So this would... But it'd have to be somebody you voted on.
Yeah.
And clearly it's not the presidential election.
No, it wasn't the presidential election. Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I didn't vote for their opponent, so therefore I guess I didn't vote straight ticket.
Well, but I know a lot of people who do, and that's what I say. I think all politics are national because I think the Trump voters just go Republican, 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 Republican.
I think this year you're absolutely correct.
Yeah. And you know what? I if I'm in Marion County, I wonder if I'm a I might be the better person for the job, but if I'm a Democrat, I'm worried.
I was absolutely convinced I was the best person to be state representative. I truly was. But I also truly knew that my chances were slim and none, and Slim was leaving town.
Yeah, but you know, in deference to that, though, see, it's funny because the year, and it's just the way it's set up, the year that the mayor is elected and the year that city council is elected is a nothing year.
An off year.
It's an off year.
18.
So,
The mayor was elected in 19.
So it's not a Senate year. It's not a congressional year. It's not a presidential year. So Democrats can win, and that's why city council is majority Democrat and the mayor's Democrat. It can happen. But the problem with the other positions right now, even though the sheriff is Democrat, the sheriff, the prosecutor, the county commissioners, all three of them, the clerk, those are in Senate and presidential years, and they tend to be Republican. We all three county commissioners are Republican. The clerk's Republican. The prosecutor's Republican. The sheriff is the only exception to this rule at this point.
Well, you know what? I ran for township trustee. Marion Township trustee. There are 16 townships, I think, in this county. Anyway, I was told there's no chance that a Democrat will win that. But I said, well, yeah, but you don't announce what party you're with. And the people that looked at me with, oh, you dummy, look, everybody knows what party you're with. But right now there is a township trustee that is a Democrat. Which is kind of interesting.
Oh, by the way, here's a good story with 7 minutes left to
go. Sure,
what do you make? City council was six wards on city council and three at large, so nine.
Six wards.
So it was 5-4 Republican until last year, and then it swung because Kai unseated the first ward
by
one vote, and that's exactly, should tell you something.
Yeah,
every vote counts.
Yeah.
So then it became 5-4 Democrat, but Josh Daniels left the Democratic Party this week, so it's 4-4 and an independent.
Yeah, and now I think most of the people, including yours truly,
and said in the article, by the way, if you didn't read it, just to clarify, if you're thinking that because Josh is formerly a Democrat that he's going to be that way, when it comes to the president, he says he's undecided.
Yeah, well, I've talked to Josh, and I like Josh, nice guy, but I thought he was a Republican all along, even though he had D after his name.
But he didn't become a Republican.
No, he became an independent. But I think his policies, his beliefs, run along that line.
Such as? For people who don't, because nobody attends the meetings anymore.
I'd have to go back and do some research. I don't want to say anything because I would probably say something that would offend him or offend
I think the Democrats have counted on him as a vote when they were,
I would say they believed he had a better chance of voting with the Democrats than the Republicans, but not a great chance.
I don't think the Republicans depended on him.
No.
Because they run people against him.
Yeah, yeah. And that would be offensive to me if I, you know.
I just don't know. I found that fascinating because this is a man who has been a county commissioner. He has been an at-large councilman, I think, for three terms now, and always been a Democrat.
You know, one of the things I read when he posted on online.
Democratic Party left him.
I read the Facebook stuff he had.
That's what he said.
And left his opinions is what they did. They moved away from the way he goes. And that's fine. I hope we can get back to a situation where there is a Republican Party that is fiscally conservative and a Democratic Party which is strongly in favor of social right and wrong. But the one thing that just annoyed the heck out of me is somebody brought up, if you'll recall, Josh accidentally shot his wife.
Oh,
and
yes.
Somebody brought that up, and I think that has that's already gone through the courts. He obviously didn't realize it was his wife, and I thought that was just out of place to bring
that
up.
But what was that a dig as? Is that a Democrat taking, probably a Democrat taking
I imagine it was a Democrat taking that dig, and I think that's out of line. I really
do. Well.
It's done.
Nothing's ever done.
No, I understand.
Nothing's
that.
Ever. And I don't agree with. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But boy, if you ever do anything that's ever reported on. It will be brought up till the day you die.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I didn't get elected, because they couldn't find any bad stuff on me.
But you know what? People have, it's not even that. It's preconceived notions. It can be something very minor, stupid, where nothing is involved.
People like to run other people down.
They certainly
so
do.
They feel like they're important now.
I love it, though.
You love running other people down.
I like when people try, because they have tried, to take digs at me. I enjoy it. Like I was talking about the River Valley story this morning. Yeah. I love that, because when you're in a small community like Marion of 65,000 people in the county, that you had that kind of impact on people, that they know who you are and they know that you reported that story.
Now we're finding out who Scott Spears is.
Well, no, it's because
he wants that popularity.
No. Because broadcasting comes down to this. Broadcasting comes down to every day making them happy, sad, mad, or glad. And you're never going to please everybody. It's the Jack Benny quote. You know, you go on the air, you be yourself, half the people are going to love you, and half the people are going to hate you, and the people who don't hate you, or the people who hate you, you can't do anything about. If they love you, that's great. If they don't, you can't do anything about it. So if any kind of emotion you get out of somebody, it's kind of like, and you know about this, it's kind of like a relationship. And because who hates you more than anybody else? Your ex-girlfriend. The person who loved you most of all before. Because you're invoking an emotion out of her. Because love is very close to hate, as they say.
Well, I never had bad relationships with my ex-girlfriends.
Well, that's not what they told me.
You know, I wrote this down two nights ago when I was talking to my dog. I love what my mother and sister made of me. And the reason why I say that is my mother and my sister never said a bad word about anybody. And I like that type of attitude. Now, I've said bad things. As you know, I've said bad things about Mr. Trump. But I think it's better if we can find a way to like everybody. I know that's kind of flowers on the wallpaper, but
no, but you know, any political pundit will tell you the minute you open your mouth, you offend half your audience. And also, broadcasting, sometimes it's the guest. It's not even anything you did.
Yeah,
you have a guest on who people don't like.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they don't like you.
I'm sure there are a lot of people that turn Dr. Feinman and I off.
Absolutely. I know there are.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I hear about it. But, but you know, the point is, that's the point. You know, if you sit here every day and it's just oatmeal, you know, well, what happened this morning? It looks like the grass grew. You know, that's not what this medium's all about. Go read the Edward R. Murrow speech. You know, this can be used for entertainment and goofiness, but that's not the intention. The intention is to teach.
What Edward R. Murrow speech?
There's a great Edward R. Murrow speech that he gave after he and CBS got into a dust-up.
Okay, I'm going to look that
up. Oh, look it up. But the line is, the line, and I can't quote it exactly, but the whole speech is great. Look, it's a famous speech. It's called the Edward R. Murrow. It's about the future of television speech, basically.
Okay.
And what he says is, you can use this medium for music and entertainment and whatever, but the goal of this medium should be to teach, to learn, to educate people. And if we don't use it that way, then it is really just a box with wires in it. And that's what it is. So there you go. And that's it. Glenn Goble coming up next. And I'm sure if you are a Republican, you will be ticked off in the next hour.
Yeah, probably.
Stay tuned.
This time, my people were, and they were well trained. And we have, I think, the best platform ever.
What do you think makes it the best platform ever?
Because it's right on the major issues. It's right on national sovereignty. It's right on jobs for Americans. It's right on being against bad trade bills and being for jobs for Americans. And it's right on immigration, which I think is a major issue.
and CNN commentator Van Jones.
Speaking to that speech tomorrow night by Mr. Trump, will he be able to stick to script, or will he want to talk about the speech Monday? Will he want to criticize the media? And if he does it even matter here?